starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is Farah CJ for the New Investor Podcast. I think everyone will appreciate these upcoming three episodes as I will try and bring as much value as possible for the young and new investors who are still looking at a step-by-step guide to finally start onto a new path and completely flip their current financial situation. Now, to do this with the highest level of clarity, I will be using my own experience and share how I came about doing exactly that with you. And this episode will be done in three parts, and this is part one. Now, for those who are probably just joining, I flipped my own situation a few years ago only. You see, I was an avid consumer and was incapable of saving money, had absolutely no interest in investing, no clue about what investing was all about, and I still kept growing my income through climbing the corporate ladder, and my expenses were just growing right along with my salary. So I just liked to buy nice things. I love to spend money, get the latest model of everything, had no savings at all. So let's start the conversation purely from a personal finance perspective. So I therefore started with a zero net worth in January 2018, probably just like you right now, and increased my net worth by 1,079% on year one. Of course, such numbers are easy to reach when you start at zero, but year to date 2019, my net worth grew by 189%. Now, how did it all start? That part is probably the most difficult for me to explain, but it all started with me acting on a very deep, very personal desire to change the outcome of my life, which at the time had no real purpose. And it occurred while I was sitting with my wife watching a documentary on Netflix. It was called Minimalism. For some reason, I can still not explain today why, but this documentary changed my life. It was overall about how can life be better with less. So I'm not a minimalist, but it was a brutal awakening for me, and I was touched. So I started reviewing everything we owned. We evaluated how much we were spending on dumb things that brought no value to our lives, and how much we had saved or ever saved. And it was another staggering revelation. Judging from the results of this audit, we were actually the architects of our own demise. So the change of mindset was immediate. I took a very important decision that day, and I acted on it immediately. I drafted a financial plan and a budget for the whole year 2018, and I used an app called Pocket Expense, and I downloaded it for free, and I started budgeting all my expenses for the whole year. First and foremost, I had to eliminate any and all expenses that were not absolutely necessary for my survival, and any other were purely discarded. I classified them by need and want, and got rid of all the wants and kept the needs. Once I had entered all expenses data into the app, I had another wake-up call at that time, and I realized that all this time I had expatriated myself in remote and difficult locations around the world, and I realized the time that I had wasted spending money instead of using this advantage to build wealth. So I fully understood the meaning of sacrifice and perseverance when it came to my career, but I have done very well at that as well. And as I had no understanding of the value and the power of money, I realized that this sacrifice was all for nothing if it was not for the purpose of building wealth on top of a career. So basic living expenses are heavily reduced in such locations, and that would be an excellent way for you, by the way, to reach your financial objectives faster. And I realized I was able to save enough to create disposable income. And in my case, having a high salary, low expenses, and no debt, creating disposable income for the purpose of investments was easier as a direct result of 15 years of sacrifice. But if you have to take care of debt first, use the exact same tactics to clear debt first. That is your priority. So I managed to save more than 65% of my salary in the first month, and there it was, the feeling of accomplishment, pure dopamine. I can assure you, once you manage to save anything, you will have the urge to save more and more every single month that passes. I had managed to find a way to create disposable income, meaning money I could put away, not yet again having a clue about investing. Again, if you have debt to clear, use these extreme measures to save and create disposable income that you will use to clear off debt until there is no more. So that is the end of part one. Stay tuned as I will get in much more details in the next episode. In the meantime, be well and stay invested. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.